Welcome to Living Beyond Limits. You all know I'm Reverend Jennifer Speer, and I am so glad that you came to spend your morning together and with us here. And for those of you who are watching this service online, welcome to our Sunday service. And so let's begin this service today by reading our mission statement that's on the front of the bulletin. We are a sanctuary where people can discover and reveal the presence of God within their own being and experience their oneness with all life. Through the realization of this inner presence of love and peace, we give way to the evolutionary impulse of the divine and become a beneficial presence in the world. That's what we are doing by attending and coming to Living Beyond Limits, as we are giving ourselves the opportunity to move from that very human self that's out in the world, that sometimes feels like a victim, that sometimes feels like the world is doing things to us or that things in our lives are lacking, to come to a recognition that that presence of the Infinite One, that thing which is called by many names, spirit or God or Buddha mind or universal intelligence or whatever you choose to call it, that that presence is always within us. And not just within us, but it fills everything with its presence. Every single moment, every single thing, every single where that we are in life. Because what happens then is then we come to recognize that we are sourced at all times. That means then that the peace that perhaps we're seeking is already present within us. The love that we want is already within us. The wholeness that we long to feel is already within us. And when we recognize that it's already present here, is all then we have to do is activate it. Is all we need to do then is tap into it by remembering that that presence is there. And that enables us to bring it forward and to be loving, to be peaceful, to stand in our own authentic power and make the changes in our lives that we want to make. It puts us in a place of empowerment. And it causes us to be a beneficial presence in this world because we're not seeking out there to get filled up. We're already filled up. And from there we give from our overflow of care and kindness and generosity and all of those things that are of spirit. And so I thank each and every one of you for answering the call of your own spirit to be bringing that gift of yourself to this world and to be being a beneficial presence as a result of that. Thank you. Everything is sacred. Everything is filled with the divine. Everything is alive with spirit. And everything is holy now. You know, those ideas are at the center of every single mystical tradition that there is in the world. And for me, that is at the center of living this life of spirit. Listening to that song by Denise Rozier, Everything is Sacred, and watching that video opens my heart and moves me into that place where I feel my connection with nature, where I feel my connection with life, where I feel my connection with the whole of things, and with God as the lover of my soul. It feels so good to be in that awareness that the sacred is everywhere present and in and through everything. That place of remembering that, that's the place my soul longs to live. How about you? Does your soul long to live in that place of remembrance of oneness and the presence of the infinite in and through and as everything? That teaching that that one infinite presence expressing in and through everything is also, as you know, at the very center of the teachings of Centers for Spiritual Living and of Living Beyond Limits. Oneness with spirit and oneness with the whole. It is in us and we are in it. And you cannot separate the two, for in reality they are one. Living from that awareness and living in that awareness is what is called Christ consciousness. the Christ. That's what that is. Living in that awareness of the omnipresence of Spirit in and through everything. Would it not be amazing to be able to live in that awareness all the time? I mean, did you feel like that watching that video? Like it just opened you up and made you feel that connection again that we forget sometimes? We would love to live in that awareness all the time, but yet we don't live in that awareness all the time. In fact, much of the time, we don't live in that awareness because we get caught up in the busyness of our lives and we are rushing from one thing to the next to get things done. And even in the midst of our rushing, we're busy in our heads thinking about what we just forgot to do or what the next thing on the list is to do. So we're not really even present with what's right in front of us, let alone with the sacred that is within everything. We are also in our heads planning for the future, worrying about what might happen. The second thing that keeps us from really being present, I think, to the sacred that is always right where we are, is that we have gotten so proficient at thinking. We are so good at categorizing and judging and putting everything into its little category of where it goes. That keeps us in our heads. And we're so busy thinking about what we already know about this thing, or what our opinion is about this thing, or what we think about it, that just that activity of categorizing and listening to what we already know about it keeps us from really being present to whatever it is that's right in front of us. And again, it keeps us from being aware of the sacred within that thing. And so let me give you an example. Pretend just for a moment that you've never seen an apple in your entire life. You don't know what an apple is. And that I hand you an apple. Take a look at that apple I just handed you. What do you notice? Do you notice the colors? Do you notice the markings on it? Do you notice its texture? Its flaws, its beauty. And how does that apple feel in your hand? Okay, go ahead and open your eyes. And now imagine it's just any old day of the week in your life, living your life like you do now. Of course, you've seen 1,000 apples in your life, and someone hands you an apple. And what do? Oh gosh, it's an apple. Or you say, oh, thanks for the apple. But is that experience different than the one that you just had of being present to that apple, of witnessing that apple in front of you? Because you've seen an apple 1,000 times, you don't really pay that much attention. You're really not that present to what it is. Even sometimes eating the apple, you don't even taste it because you're not present to it. So categorizing and judging everything like we do keeps us from being open to and aware of that thing's beauty and its magnificence and the miraculousness of that thing, whatever it happens to be. Oh, thanks for the apple. Keeps us from witnessing how magnificent an apple is. In that same way, we miss the sacred. We miss the holy that is in those things, in people, and in places, and in moments, and in experiences. Mostly because we've already made our minds up about whatever it is before it even happens. We've already categorized it and filed it and put it away. That keeps us from being present to the beauty and the magnificence and the miraculousness of that thing. Ernest Holmes said, as we gradually wake up, we wake up to what already exists in the mind of God. And because we wake up to it, it appears to us. And so there's a story that I'd like to share with you. It says, a friend used to photograph with a local camera club. They would go to beautiful places and do their photography. My friend, who was a practicing Zen Buddhist at the time, would notice where the rest of the club members were looking and turn 180 degrees to see what was happening in the opposite direction. He returned with award-winning photos. The other club members would ask, "Where was that?" And he would reply that while they were looking at the big, obvious beauty, he found beauty in unattended places. The sacred, the holy, the magnificence of the divine is ever present. And we see that as being present when we are present to it. So do you have weeds growing in your yard right now, since we've had so much rain? When you look at those weeds, do you see the miraculousness of life? Do you see that creativity and miraculousness of life pushing forward as those weeds? Or have you already categorized them as weeds, and so you only see them as a nuisance? Categorizing them, do you see how categorizing them cuts you off from the magic? Cuts you off from the magnificence of life coming forward out of seeming nothing? That's the impulse of life to express. The flowers are blooming and the trees are leafing out. And I don't know if you've seen hillsides right now covered in wildflowers. We're having a super bloom. Or if you've seen a sublime sunset of pinks and golds and oranges. That is the beauty and the lavishness of spirit expressing itself in this world. Or perhaps you've seen the miracle of a new baby with 10 fingers and 10 toes and everything that it already needs within itself to take food and turn it into bones and tissue and to grow and to flourish and to grow into an adult. Or perhaps you've seen a child and notice how they can learn and grow. What a miraculous thing that is. And that they will learn things and do things that we will have never done in our life. That is that boundlessness of spirit, the infinite creativity of this universe, that intelligence of the living spirit unfolding itself as life. Or maybe even the kindness of a stranger or someone who cares for animals, or a star-filled night sky, and you can see the expansiveness of how it goes on forever and ever. Or even people standing up for the rights of people that they may never meet. All of that is that living spirit expressing itself. As spiritual beings, we long to be in that recognition that the sacred is in everything. That the sacred is in everyone, in every moment, in every situation. Because when we remember that, and when we see that, and when we perceive that, we come home. Home to ourselves. We come home to the truth of oneness. The oneness of everything. As spiritual beings, we thirst after that oneness. Our souls long to be in that place of remembrance. We long to live there. We yearn to feel connected to that oneness of life. That oneness of life from whence we have come. We want to experience our own spirit, and our spirit wants to experience and celebrate the fact that spirit is everywhere. Rajneesh, who was an Indian philosopher and mystic, said, "Be open, and God starts pouring into you like wine from every nook and corner of existence. Then, wherever you look, you find God. Then, whatsoever you touch, you find God. Then, whatsoever you drink and eat, you find God. And when God pours forth from everywhere, then life is a celebration." So the title of my talk today is In Every Nook and Crevice. And I'm talking about that Spirit is present in every nook and crevice. And that we can see the sacred in everything, and in turn, everything becomes holy. Everything becomes divine to us. And when we live in that awareness, we bring that Christ consciousness to this planet. We bring healing. We bring love. We bring oneness wherever we go. Split a piece of wood and you will find me there. Lift a stone and I am there also. That gives me the goosebumps. Wayne Dyer said, "The universal mind of creation is in a constant state of supplying. It never shuts down. It takes no vacations. There are no days off, and it's perpetually giving forth. Allowing this all-giving source into your life means becoming aware of the resistance that you may be placing in the way of abundance, of good, of beauty, of magnificence that's always being supplied." And so what keeps you from experiencing the sacred in every moment? What keeps you from experiencing the holiness of everything? Think about that for a second. Anybody care to answer?
Fear.
Fear of what? Just fear.
Racing through.
Racing through. Ooh, too much on your calendar. Prejudice, which is part of that categorizing everything and judging it all. Yeah. Rumi said, "Moonlight floods the whole sky from horizon to horizon. How much of it can fill your room depends on its windows." We decide how much of that light we let in. We decide how much of the sacred we are going to witness, and how often, and where, and when. We get to decide when we want to witness the divine, and where, and when, and how often we want to recognize the sacred, that which is holy, that which is the ground of all being. And so I'm going to close with a story that says, consider the experience of 8-year-old Miranda, who sauntered into the ocean one summer day while Mark, her father, looked on. Miranda stood in the water just up to her waist, just moving back and forth with the waves. 10 or 15 minutes passed, and Mark thought that her eyes were closed. 30 minutes went by, and she was still swaying in the gentle surf in the same spot. After an hour, Mark found himself swaying with her as he sat and watched from the beach. It was as if she was in a trance. He wanted to make sure she was all right. Is this some kind of seizure? Does she have enough sunscreen on? He wondered, but he managed not to intrude. It was nearly an hour and a half before she came out of the water, absolutely glowing and peaceful. She sat down next to him without a word. After a few minutes, he managed to gently say to her, to ask her what she'd been doing. "I was in the water," she said softly. "The water," he said. She said, "Yeah, it was amazing. I was the water. I love it, and it loves me." So my invitation to you this week is to slow down, to be present, to look for the sacred, to ask yourself in any given moment, how is the divine present here in this? For it is always presence, and we experience it when we look for it. And when we recognize it, we experience it. As a result, you'll be experiencing your absolute, inseparable connection with that infinite presence. That infinite presence that is in all and through all. Celebrating spirit. Celebrating this life, this world that is filled and overflowing and brimming with that one. And you will be acting as a healing presence wherever you go. And so blessings to each and every single one of you on this path of remembering, this path of awakening to your spirit, this path of bringing that into this world in the most miraculous way through your own thoughts and actions and attitudes and words also. Blessings to all of you. And so I invite you to join me in an affirmative prayer. And so I just sink into that place within me that remembers that from whence I have come, that remembers and knows and can never be separate from that infinite presence, that presence from which all things have sprung forth, that boundless creative nature of spirit, that infinite potentiality of the universe, that one whose very nature is love and peace and beauty and good without end. How good it is to recognize that we are living our lives in this presence and that it fills everything. For everywhere we look, we witness that presence. In the blooming of a flower, in the leafing out of the tree, in the smile of a friend, the embrace of someone we love, a new baby being born, a scientist discovering something new that helps mankind. Everywhere is that presence. And so today we live in recognition of that one. We move through our day recognizing that everything is holy now, that everything is sacred, and everything is filled with the divine, and everything is alive with spirit. What a blessing it is to be in this awareness. And so we also recognize that that presence of spirit is everywhere, in everyone, in every situation, in every boardroom, in every conversation, every place where there is a decision being made, the activity of spirit in its goodness, in its love, in its absolute intelligence is right there, revealing itself through the words that are spoken and the thoughts that are being funk. And so we just open ourselves and rest in this awareness. And for this, I am so grateful. I release this prayer into that creative light and law of the universe, knowing that it is unfolding all around us. For it always has been and always will be. And I say, thank you, God, and so it is. And so I have a couple of invitations for you. One is the outreach project that we are doing the last Sunday of the month. It's not next week, but the following week. I meant to bring a sign-up sheet. If you are so let me tell you. So the project is we are collecting toiletry items for women at the who are staying at the shelter at Tsukasa. If you don't know what the list is, there's a list on the back table. Did we run out of copies of the list? So if you'd like to participate and haven't yet done that, you could take a picture of the list that's on the back table. And there's a sign-up sheet, and I'm going to look at that today. So if you are planning to donate items, will you sign up on the sign-up sheet? It has a list of what kinds of things they're donating, so we know what to expect, who's bringing what, and what we might supply in addition to that kind of stuff. So we're doing that. On Sunday, instead of meeting here at 10 a.m. at Chris Braunschweiger and Peggy Toole's house, if you are planning that day to come and help stuff bags, and then we're doing, you guys in the kitchen, and then we're also doing Mother's Day cards for women who are at a retirement home. And so we're filling out those. We have lots and lots and lots of cards to do, and for the women at Tsukasa. If you're planning to come that day and do cards and fill bags, would you raise your hand? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay. We have been looking for a second project to do, which is something like a beach cleanup or a park cleanup. And I went and looked at a meditation garden this week that we might clean up, and they haven't called me back after I called them. So if you are interested in doing an alternative project that day that would be something like a beach cleanup or a park cleanup, would you raise your hand? One. Anybody else? Okay, sorry, Bruce, you have to come with us. I'm not going to find something new if only you want to go. You'll have to clean a beach on your own. All right. So if you're not going to be here the last week, bring your things next week that you want to donate. And that's it for that. Just to follow us on Facebook, check in on Meetup. We are posting on Instagram. Follow us on Instagram. Our talks are on YouTube.
So I invite you to repeat after me.
Good fills my life now. I step into it. I own it. I celebrate it. And so it is.